The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
51551 or ray at rte.ie. Now, unless you've been going around with a cardboard box on your head, and we don't recommend that, you'll know that tonight in Dublin's Croke Park, Spice Girls start their Spice World 2019 tour in front of 85,000 people. We have three super fans on the show now. We have Niamh. Good afternoon, Niamh Kelly.
Hi, how are you, Ray?
I'm good. We have Katrina O'Brien. How are you doing, Katrina O'Brien?
Good afternoon, Ray. I'm very good, thanks.
And on the line we have Anthony. How are you doing, Anthony?
I'm good, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. Anthony Delaney, originally from Kilkenny.
That's it.
Right. So what age were all ye when the Spice Girls were at their height? What age were you, Anthony?
I was 12 when they first came out, yeah. So I was almost a teenager, yeah.
Right. And can you remember the significance of the Spice Girls in your life back then?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, like, I've been thinking about this a lot, actually, recently, just because it's, you know, 23 years later, which is kind of crazy that it's been so long and that they're still doing what they're doing now. But, like, yeah, it was the kind of Spice Girl message of kind of inclusivity and diversity and this kind of gang that everyone, every individual that wanted to could belong to. I think as a young kid and as a young queer kid, that was really important for me to hear at that particular point. And I think it's why they've left such a lasting impact with me, you know, going forward now.
And you were a young gay man in rural Kilkenny back in, you know, the 90s.
Yeah. Well, I suppose I was, but I suppose I didn't necessarily even know it because, you know, I was 12, 13 and that. That said, I knew there was certainly something different and I knew that I wasn't fitting in necessarily in the way that other boys my age were, and I didn't have the same kind of interest. But when you kind of latch on to the message of the Spice Girls at that age, they're already talking about inclusivity for everybody. And even back then, they're mentioning, you know, their LGBTQI plus fans. They mention them a lot now. So there was definitely something to identify with within that, which felt very empowering as well.
It's a gang that everybody can be in.
It is.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Katrina, yes.
Well, we thought we were in the gang.
You were in the gang.
We were in the gang. No, we were the Spice Girls. We were just in the gang. Like, I was Natalie. Yeah, obviously.
No, he's hit the nail on the head there. It definitely was, like, a feeling of belonging. And anybody could belong. Didn't matter. So, and they're still saying that today, which is fab.
And you were BFs.
Yeah, we were BFFs.
BFFs.
Most of the time. Like, we killed each other as well. They were just mad. They just came on the scene and they didn't care and they said what they wanted. And it was like, you shut up and listen to us. And I suppose that's our...
That was the connection that we liked with them.
Yeah.
And we both kind of recognised that. And that's, I think, what drew us a little bit closer
and
together.
Could you do all the stuff?
100%.
Thank you very much.
And so, Ray, if you watch our documentary, you will see us in our glory.
I have watched it. And it's brilliant. Because they've done five little mini documentaries on Docklands, which is on the RTE player called Spice Up Your Life. And Niamh, Katrina and Anthony are all featured on that. And it's great fun. Mm. You're all asked what's your favourite Spice Girl song is. Niamh?
Well, I still say Mama. Katrina's going to disagree, but my mom said I used to sing Mama down the phone to her, so I'm sticking with Mama.
Okay, I'll let
That's
you
it.
This time.
I don't care what I said.
I'm definitely Spice Up Your Life. Right. Without a doubt, Spice Up Your Life is my favourite.
Anthony?
Yeah, Spice Up Your Life for me as well.
Yay!
Great.
Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah, I always thought it was the weakest of their all their songs.
Ray.
The video as well.
No. Yeah.
Video was fab.
Well, what's your favourite song?
Well,
put it that way.
Well, it would have to be...
Yo, I know it's
cliched and everything, but it was so different and so brilliant on the video.
Well, it was the main one, wasn't it?
They just exploded on the scene, didn't they?
Yeah, and then everyone like knows what a Zigga Zigga is, right?
Of course.
I'm still not really sure what a Zigga Zigga is.
I'll show you later.
That's why she's my best friend.
Oh, yeah. Anthony, so you had a shrine to the Spice Girls in your bedroom.
Well, my bedroom was a shrine. The whole thing was a shrine.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It was floor to ceiling. And then I remember at one stage I was lying on my bed looking up the ceiling going, well, it's just going to have to be on the ceiling now as well, because I've just run out of room, so we're going to have to start encroaching on the ceiling as well. I mean, I had everything. I had all posters from all the magazines. I'd buy, I didn't even know I was kind of amassing all of this stuff, but yeah. When I got a little bit older and I was taking them down, I was like, where am I even going to put all this? Like, I couldn't throw them away. I still have them. They're in my mum's house now in Kilkenny, so they're in a black bag in the attic right now if ever I want to reproduce the shrine.
Anthony,
that was
I'll take them
bedroom.
Off your mum's hands if she doesn't want them anymore.
She gladly let them go, but I won't.
Yeah. Have you seen them live, Anthony?
Yeah, I've seen them a few times. So I saw them the first time in 96 in The Point, as it was at the time. That was my first ever concert as well, actually. I went to that one. Then when I live in London, and when I moved over here first, they were doing the reunion, the first reunion thing, and that was in 2007. And so now I'll be seeing them over here again when they're in Wembley. So
They're getting 400 grand, they reckon, each per concert.
Ooh.
So they're all going to make about 2.2 million.
Nice. Wow.
They deserve more.
Because people love this. Who do you reckon is the richest? Who's worth the most?
I would have said Posh.
Yes, you're right.
Posh.
450 million dollars, right?
Is that by yourself, though, or is that with David?
I think it's by herself. And then in second place, it's joint second place. Who would you say are the two?
Jerry and Mel B.
No, I'd say Emma.
Anthony is right, and you're right.
Always.
So Baby Spice and Ginger Spice are on 40 million. And then we have Mel C, who was the most successful when it comes to
solo
releases and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's worth about $33 million. And then at the bottom of the heap, because she's been a bold girl, is Mel B. Mm. And she's worth about $10 million, which is, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. So I'd be happy with $10
million. Yeah, I'd be happy with that. I'd be absolutely fine. Yeah.
Who's your favourite then? Who's your favourite Spice Girls?
Oh,
Ginger!
Melanie B. Yeah.
Jerry.
I love Melanie B. I love them all, though.
I'm going to be controversial now and say Victoria Beckham has always been my favourite, so I'm a bit devastated she's not involved.
Yeah,
but, you know.
I agree, Anthony.
I'm not pulling rank here. I don't want to trump, but I've met him three times.
Oh, go away, Anthony.
Oh, really? Yeah. Just throw that in there, right?
And the one that most impressed me was Victoria.
Really?
Yeah, smart, funny, affable, engaging, all of those things.
Yeah, she is supposed to have a wicked sense of humour.
And it was Jerry and Melanie, like, total head wreckers.
Yeah, no, Jerry was great. She always got a big hug, always. Yeah. Like, she only met them three times, but she was very touchy-feely, give us a big hug and all that sort of thing. So she was lovely
She comes across like that. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. They're just so, you know, there's
no reservation.
But
Scary was a bit scary.
Yeah. Really?
Well, maybe she was just fulfilling her. Yeah, that's
have a role to play.
So, yeah. Anthony, you're going to see them in Wembley.
I am, and the jealousy's kicking in now of everybody in Dublin who I was like, at first I was like, this will be fine, but now I'm like, this is not fine. I should be there.
Right.
Like,
you're not going either.
We're going to Edinburgh.
Why not Dublin?
Because it wasn't released.
Yeah.
We're travelling to Edinburgh. So,
One of our friends, Joanne, she was booking the tickets and Edinburgh, and she was on the line, Ticketmaster, waiting. We got Edinburgh, and the next day,
They released Dublin.
So we were like, even though we're going to have loads of crack in Edinburgh, but that's what happened there.
Still, it's not like seeing them on the ground.
So right now, it's coming up to 4:15. They're on stage at half eight.
Yeah. So Jess Glynn is on 7:30.
Right. Yeah. So what would you want? Would you really, really want?
I really want a Spice Girls ticket.
Well, there you go. Two Spice Girls tickets.
I'm dead.
No way.
Yes, there you go.
Ray.
Oh, Jesus, you're a superstar.
Do you know what, Ray? I have to say this. Not also are we Spice Girls super fans, but we're Ray Darcy back in the day on the Den super fans.
Anthony, I've just given the girls tickets for tonight's show.
Oh, Anthony, are you ready?
Have an amazing night. No, I'm glad you're going to be there.
We'll send you some photos.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, do it.
We'll wave the flag for our
docu-series.
Oh, thanks, Anthony.
I'm jealous of you now. You're so excited. Jenny, I'm on the Spice Girls and even Katrina. Anthony, great talking to you.
And you,
we'll
thanks,
talk again.
Ray.
Have a great weekend.
Bye, Anthony.
Bye. So, is that okay? Can you arrange to go?
100%. Yes. Well, it doesn't really matter. We're going, right? We were kind of going to go and stand
outside anyway. Thanks a million. I'm delighted at that.
Now,
Mum.
Have you got something to wear? And is that a consideration?
Neve
has a Spice Girls t-shirt in her bag.
Yeah, because I just randomly keep them in my bag, you know.
Right.
Just in case, emergencies.
Did you suspect we were going to do that?
No, absolutely not. I'll tell you what, I have that in my bag because one of the girls that I work with, she got loads of them and she gave me an extra one because she knows I love them. So
right.
Yeah.
This is very special tonight because it's the first one.
Yeah,
and
I know.
They've been practicing in rehearsing in Crowe Park for the last week or so. Yeah. So
they'll
be very nervous.
Instagram.
And that'll have an energy about it, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be like, we're here with you.
Yeah.
There you go. So, Niamh, thank you very much. Enjoy tonight.
Thanks,
Katrina, enjoy tonight.
Thank you so much.
Spice up your life.
Spice up your life.